Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rolling on into the final hour of Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long taking you up till 8 p.m. Do have a weather alert to get out there. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for parts of Terrebonne and Lafourche parishes. Street flooding is either happening now or about to happen. So that'll be in effect until 9:15 p.m. It was issued at just a few minutes ago, about 7:10 p.m.
Well, we have to call Mike. Mike's in Central Lafourche. I don't know, the Thibodeaux, North Lafourche. Now, me and Coach O grew up in South Lafourche. Mike's in Central Lafourche. So it's a long parish. You know, so where in the hell? Because you can't tell me like 40 miles is flooding. You got a pinpoint. When you say flash flood, Lafourche Parish, so where in the hell that means? What does it mean? It has to be. Come on, Detilier, call us up and tell us where's the flash flood exactly.
Looks like it's around Houma.
Okay, so that'd be closer to Mike. I would say Thibodeaux, Central Lafourche, not necessarily South Lafourche where I grew up.
Yeah, Lafourche was one of the, when I really felt like I lived here, it was when I learned how to say Lafourche.
Lafourche, and you know what Lafourche means in French?
No.
The fork. It's a fork off the Mississippi River.
Okay.
So as they say fork, so by Lafourche off the Mississippi River.
Yeah, the other one was Natchitoches.
Natchitoches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It still doesn't make sense to me, but I say it correctly.
But you know one thing you can remember, and always bragged about this, and all you New Orleanians, don't get mad at me. Natchitoches is the oldest town in the Louisiana Purchase.
You know,
Natchitoches is 4 years older than New Orleans.
Okay.
1714 versus 1718.
Yeah, it was embarrassing the first time I said Natchitoches.
Now, Jeff, think about this. There's a Natchitoches, Texas,
okay, and
a Natchitoches, Louisiana.
And that's how they say Natchitoches.
Natchitoches, Texas is Stephen F. Austin.
Texas, man.
Natchitoches, Texas is Stephen F. Austin. You know, that prolific programs, women's basketball and all that. And Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks and the Northwestern State University Demons. So Natchitoches. Okay. And Natchitoches.
We're all over the map here. Speaking of Texas, you know Jay Rogers, who's the new edges coach for the Saints? One thing I learned, he went to Westlake High School.
Oh, really?
Which is the Fighting Drew Breeses.
Yeah, the Fighting Drew Breeses.
And
Austin, Texas.
And Sam Ehlinger, or the Texas quarterback. Anyway,
yeah. So where's Sam Ehlinger? Who is he at?
He was
disappointed.
A backup in the NFL for a little bit. I don't know where he is now. But let's talk about the Saints. Let's get back onto the Saints. And, you know, one guy who got on the field, and we can stick on the defense, and we just got a text from 9833 who says, I think Riley is going to be a versatile corner. And
I agree.
We didn't see a ton from him today, but he did get into team reps for the first time. That's Quincy Riley, who's a fourth-round pick out of Louisville. And, you know, I think he's going to be an intriguing guy. One of the reasons I think you can afford to pay Alante Taylor is because, you know, I think your core group of cornerbacks going forward, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Quincy Riley, those guys are under contract for a while, and Alante's going to be the leader of that group. One thing to keep in mind, you know, we're talking about young players. You bring this up a lot. The Saints have a lot of talented young players who you feel like are going to be the core. One of the reasons it's tough is because players are coming out of college so old now. I say old. Quincy Riley's 24 years old.
Yeah,
he should theoretically be ready.
He's not like 21.
If you're coming out at 24, you got to be ready to play, because like this is not a situation where you're going to have this guy sit. You have to have expectations for him right now. I'm just curious. What are your expectations for Quincy?
Well, to play and play right now. Not like, oh, we're going to redshirt you. Ain't no damn redshirt. We throwing your ass out there. And I think this would enable that they can utilize Alante Taylor more like they would like to. What I mean by that, in the slot, rushing the passer,
right,
and different packages. So now Kool-Aid McKittrey has to pull his weight. If Kool-Aid McKittrey could pull his weight in the outside, I think they can have a formidable competition between Isaac Yiadom and Quincy Riley to be that other corner. Now, the more you can't have enough cover corners, but you got to have at least three. You know, it can't be we only have two cats. In this day and age, how the rules are in the passing game, you better have three guys. And then you really want 4 to 5 because somebody gets hurt and you plug and play. So I'm expecting.
You saw last year just how quick, like, we were like, oh, this quarterback room is so deep. Suddenly it's like, oh, wait, where'd they all go?
Yeah. And you get hurt, who's available, and all that. And I like the available of Isaac Yiadom. I'm an international kind of guy, and I'm always intrigued
Boston
with him.
College.
Boston College is going into his 8th season. And I'm intrigued. Just look, how do you get from Ghana, Africa, and all of a sudden, I think his family might be royalty or something, whatever, but he takes advantage of his opportunity, gets to America. That's the immigrant you want, without a doubt. So look at Isaac Yiadom. He comes to America. It's great to be in America and how he's contributing. He goes to Boston College, is awesome, and takes advantage of opportunity. And now he's going into his 8th NFL season. And Coach Staley trusts him. He goes from the Saints, the 49ers, now back to the Saints. No, this cat could play. He's 6'1", 190 pounds.
I do want to say, I do appreciate, he goes by Ike, which is fun to say. Well, I like calling him Ike.
Ike instead of Isaac.
He was born in Virginia. So his parents may have immigrated.
Yeah. No. Okay, you got to research more on that, because I'm looking at that family gene pool. I'm thinking Ghana. Correct me if I'm wrong.
His family is.
His mom and dad was in Ghana. Then they're like, I want to come to America. Yeah. So they come to America, and then he takes advantage of opportunity. Good for his parents.
Sure. Right.
To give Yiadom an opportunity. And then he goes to BC. It's not Notre Dame, but it's the second best Catholic school. You look at Notre Dame, I'd be number one. Boston College Wednesday was Notre Dame. Always have great offensive linemen.
Yeah, you know,
coming out of BC.
Ike's also kind of fascinating. So this is his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th different stop. He's played for the Broncos,
right,
the Giants, the Packers, the Texans.
All-star.
He was here. Obviously,
the 49ers, then he come back.
You know, and the Saints should thank him, because he went to the 49ers. They got a comp pick back for that, and then he came back anyway. It was basically, you know, in the Premier League, you could put players out on loan. It's kind of like they just put him out on loan.
And Jeff, you know why he's worked out? Because when given the opportunity, he's taking advantage of opportunity.
He delivers.
He delivered with the Saints. That's why the 49ers want him. And then he delivered the 49ers. That's why the Saints want him again.
Brandon Staley worked with him on the 49ers.
Yes.
So it makes sense. No, I was happy when they brought back Ike. I really liked him. I was disappointed when he left.
Yeah. So it'll be him. If he works out good.
Right. If Quincy's not ready to play right away, I feel perfectly comfortable
without a doubt.
I'm throwing Ike at him out there. But all right, this is Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Bobby Hebert. We're going to hit the break, come back with Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst and former MLB and LSU infielder, break down the College World Series expectations for LSU and the like. This is WWL. We're on AM 870, FM 105.3, and always free on the Odyssey app. Stick around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, WWLAMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. We talked a lot about Saints minicap. We're going to take a right turn, and we're going to head over to Omaha. I guess that maybe it would have been a left turn. I don't know.
Well, he's a living legend. I know that. Todd Walker is a living legend.
Yes.
If you follow LSU baseball, professional baseball, Todd Walker's as good as it gets. I'm not just saying that because he's here.
Tell people he is on the line. We do have Todd Walker.
This is not just
Todd Walker is great hour, but we will hear from him on the Oakland Art Jewish Talking text line. Todd, SEC Network baseball analyst, former MLB and LSU infield. How you doing? How you doing tonight, Todd?
Thank you guys for that great intro. I'm doing good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Well, and Todd's a great pickleball player with his son. Listen, I love the best of the best. And all I know is, if you look at an individual's career, the Louisiana background, Todd Walker can be, he could play it fair, and he's not just going to be an LSU homer, and he'll call it right. But I'm telling you, what he did in an LSU baseball uniform as a major leaguer speaks volumes. Now, I'm just not tooting your horn. I'm just telling you a fact. That's a fact, Todd. And now you've been able to stay around baseball in the game. I know you got to love it.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I know you know that you're one of my favorites too, man. I mean, was I like 3 years old when you were playing for the Saints? Something like that. But I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old. But, man, I appreciate it so much. And, we've got a good one to look forward to this year. I was just talking to somebody a few days ago about the field and, mid-majors now making an impact and everything that's going on in college baseball. We thought it was about to be dominated by NIL and the transfer portal without penalty, but it's replaced by, these mid-majors that play as a team. They're unselfish. The three-hole will bunt in the second inning for you. They'll run through a big up wall. They love each other. And that's not to say that powerhouses like LSU and Arkansas don't. But it's you're just seeing that, when we talk about chemistry and baseball and just playing together as a group, that it's showing up for teams like UTSA and Little Rock, who gave LSU a run, and Utah Valley, and all these teams that, had great years. And they're not getting paid anything. First question they don't ask their coach is, how much are you going to pay me? They're just there to play.
Now, Todd. Look, we all focused on, boy, can LSU get past Arkansas? I think if they could do that, they have a great chance to win. I think Arkansas, maybe, I don't know, the pitching staff, they still can maybe weather the storm and come out the losing bracket. But to me, the hottest team in the nation, Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers. You look at, they won the championship in 2016. I believe they've now won, what, 23 straight games, have the nation's best winning percentage. But they're now built on their versatility with their pitching and defense. You know, it's like, oh, they can outscore you. Boy, they went to Auburn and kicked that ass. Look at Auburn. Auburn think they could do something, and they hosted a Super Regional for the first time under their 10th-year coach, Butch Thompson. They said not so fast, Auburn Tigers. And look at the success Auburn had against LSU. So watch out for Coastal Carolina. That's what I think.
100%. And baseball is made up of pitching. Like, that's how you win championships, especially in the national championship. So the stat is, over the last 25 years, you have to have a 4.5 ERA or lower as a team in order to even have a chance to win the national championship. That's what these guys have had over the last, you know, decade. And so right now, that puts Murray State, Arizona, and Louisville out of it because they've got ERAs up over 5.
Todd, you're kind of going in and out, but see if we can still have this good connection with you, hopefully. But you look at, like, the Pac-12.
Todd's not on the line.
Oh, Todd's not on the line. We got to call back Todd.
No, we will. We're going to get him back. You know, I still – Murray State is still fascinating to me. I
mean, oh, without a doubt.
Like, their stadium, the coach mows the grass. They fit 800 people.
The more you could do, right, Jeff?
We got Todd back on the line. And, you know, we're just talking about Murray State, and I'm curious about your take on Murray State because it's a fascinating story to me when you look at the background of that program and their stadium fits about 800 people in it. We saw more than 800 people at a Saints practice today. How do you feel? What are your thoughts on Murray State? It feels like the underdog of underdogs.
And Todd, like Jeff was saying, the coach is cutting the grass.
Yeah, I read that today. And, you know, look, they come out of the Missouri Valley Conference now. They've come under the radar, that conference, because for the last 5 years, they have sent teams to a super regional, which means they won their regional. So the Missouri Valley Conference is not a pushover, but nobody has paid attention. You know, and now Murray State comes out of it and actually wins a super, and now they're in the College World Series. They hit .308 as a team, 75 home runs. The OPS is .928. The offense is really good for Murray State. They had the kid on – last night they hit 2 home runs in that game, which basically won the game for them. The staff ERA is 5.2. So like I mentioned, you're not going to get away with that, I don't think, at this level with 8 teams remaining. Dan Skirkin, his 7th year, has done a fantastic job. They play good defense, only 45 errors in 60 games. So they won the tournament and the regular season of the Missouri Valley Conference. So they're for real, and that conference is for real.
Now, Todd, boy, everything kind of, the SEC, the ACC, the SEC kind of flamed out, you'd say, in the regionals. You know, no surprise with LSU and Arkansas. But then the ACC kind of flamed out in the super regionals. Somebody had to win between Louisville and Miami to go to Omaha. But to me, how about this? And that's good baseball. You know, way back. The ghost of the Pac-12. The legacy of the Pac-12 is still alive and well. You look at Oregon State, Arizona, and UCLA now in the Super Regional. I mean, now going to Omaha beyond the Super Regional. But you look at Arizona, and they're now in the Big 12. It's hard to – I don't know. I still think Pac-12. And I'm looking at UCLA now in the Big 10. And, you know, going to the College World Series, watch out for UCLA. I would say in California, they would have more people at a protest than a UCLA baseball game. You know, like when you see what's going on in LA right now, I mean, I don't know. They have a few hundred people, and do they really care about UCLA baseball? But watch out how that team plays. But I'm just looking at Oregon State, Arizona, and UCLA. It's no longer in the Pac-12, but they didn't forget how to play baseball.
Bobby, I was just in L.A. last weekend. I stayed at the Intercontinental. I don't know if you've seen that. You drive up and they say, all right, check-in's on the 70th floor, 70. And I, to the riots and everything that's going on down there, I was kind of happy to be up that high. But I was in L.A. to watch UCLA play. You're right. John Savage will tell you the Big Ten was not the same as the Pac-12. And, of course, Oregon and UCLA tied for first in the regular season of the Big Ten. UCLA is real, man. Those two guys on the left side of the infield, the third baseman, and the shortstop, Rock Chalowski, and Roman playing third base. Both have cannons on the left side of the infield, kind of like Bobby Hebert. But they can kick it, man. And Chalowski's got 23 home runs. The defense is as good as it gets in the country for UCLA. They've got starters that pitch to contact, which means they don't get a lot of swing and misses, but they do throw strikes. But their lightning comes out of the bullpen. That's where they've got the 97, 98 mile an hour fastballs. And offensively, UCLA has scored about 10 runs a game over the last five games. So the regional, super regional, they've averaged 10 runs a game. So the offense has shown up. UCLA's for real. Arizona's kind of an underdog coming into this thing. I don't know how well they're going to fare. They're one of those three teams in Omaha that has that elevated team ERA.
Right.
But Chip Hale, I played with. He was a coach. He is the coach at Arizona. I played with him in Minnesota. He was an infielder. He knows the game. And then Oregon State, Mitch Canham, played for Oregon State when they won it two times in a row, 2005, 2006, as a catcher. Now he's the head coach. Right after they won it in 2018, he took over for Pat Casey. Oregon State's always good, so they're going to compete.
You know, Todd, I'm going to hop in here and ask you about the LSU-Arkansas rematch. And I just want to get your thoughts because it feels like we're heading towards a battle of ace lefties in the Southpaws with Zach Root for Arkansas and Cade Anderson for LSU. I remember we talked to you kind of leading up into that series back in early May when LSU took 2-3. And that was all the kind of rage was Zach Root versus Cade Anderson, two all SEC performers. I just wanted to get your thoughts on both those guys because we could potentially be in for a pitching duel on Saturday night in Omaha.
Yeah, and, you know, we always point to what happened in the regular season. It makes zero difference. LSU beat Arkansas 2-3 in Baton Rouge, so the fact that they were at home kind of nullifies that whole thing. Now they're both on the road, neutral, in Omaha. Zach Root pitched against Cade Anderson in Game 1 in Baton Rouge. Arkansas had a 4-2 lead in the 6th, I think, and then LSU came back and then, of course, walked them off in the 10th, and then 10 runned them the next day, and then Arkansas wins Game 3. So that's what you're dealing with. And what that told me is these are basically two even teams. I mean, it's going to come down to somebody makes an error in a bad spot or somebody gets a key base hit in this game on Saturday night. But it's going to be fun to watch. Arkansas is one of the best offenses in the country. They can throw 7 300 hitters at you, 7 double-digit home run guys at you. And for LSU offensively, they've been in and out. You guys have seen that. I think the key is to keep Derek Curiel off the bases. And, of course, he pitched 7th, the other day, so now they've moved him down the lineup. And then keep Jared Jones out of spots where he can damage you. So, in other words, keep Jared Jones away from hitting a 3-run homer or getting a chance because he's a stud in that lineup. Not that they don't have better hitters in that lineup because they do. Dickinson's for real. Monster Milam, you know, can have his moments. But I think those are the keys. If you're Arkansas, you're trying to keep Curiel off the bases, which this will be a lefty-lefty matchup. Curiel, left-handed hitter, facing Root. And that's tough, but this is a battle, man. It's a heavyweight bout. I mean, it's just going to come down to something at the end of the game. It's going to be close.
You know, Todd, I'm curious where you land on this. You know, what would you say are some of the necessary elements of a team that can get through the bracket and actually win the College World Series? I've seen people say, hey, you need at least two legit starters. You need bullpens. You need guys who can, you know, put up runs and manufacture runs. You don't see a ton of home runs in Omaha. I'm just curious where you land on that. Like, what do you think is kind of the special sauce for a team to actually get through this thing?
It's all pitching, like I said at the beginning of this thing. It's all pitching. So LSU's got two of the best, not only in the conference, in SEC, but in the country. So they've got, and I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't throw Ianson against Arkansas just because, you know, Cade Anderson had that first night, and maybe they save him for a better matchup the second game against UCLA. They play the winner of UCLA. Whoever wins that game plays the winner of UCLA and Murray State. So I don't know how they will line it up. The good news for Jay Johnson is he doesn't lose anything, really, by throwing Ianson instead of Cade Anderson. So he's got options is all I'm saying. But the key to your question is pitching. And I would have said up until 2 years ago that you got to have pitching depth. But remember, LSU walked in 2023 with not a lot of pitching depth. I mean, they had Paul Skeens and the rest of them and Ty Floyd. But after that, they really didn't have much. And those guys just showed up and everybody in the bullpen pitched well and they lost the game and where they had to come through the loser's bracket. And, you know, guys just did well. And so you never can predict that stuff. But it's starting pitching and pitching depth, really. I mean, you don't have to bash out 12 hits to win a baseball game. You just got to get hits in the right moments. But that's why I point to Arkansas having that many good hitters, because there's just so many bullets they can beat you with. Like if one guy's having a bad day, the other guy picks you up, you know. And again, I think pitching is the main thing. And of course, you got to catch the ball. But in this field, everybody's good defensively. Like, there's nobody in there that just really, you know, hasn't had a good year defensively. And most, like, out of the eight teams, five of them are 300 hitting teams as a team. And the other three are 285 or better. So you got good offenses, you got good defenses. The pitching is what's going to separate, you know, some of these groups. I think Arkansas and LSU have two of the best staffs in the field.
You know, Todd, Bobby, Steve, and I made the trip out to Alec Box for Saturday's game where they put up 16 runs. And I think the one thing that was really on display this past weekend for both games against West Virginia for this LSU team was Jay Johnson's offensive philosophy and getting those free passes, earning walks, the plate discipline. The hit-by-pitches also helped. I think, you know, they had 9 walks, I think, in that first game, but they almost had like half a dozen hit-by-pitches. And then when you're just getting all these free passes, eventually some of these bats are going to get the clutch hit. You know, just happened to be home runs in Alec Box this past weekend.
A couple grand slams,
a 3-run shot. You know, the ball was flying out, Todd. It looked like a few of those off the bat were just going to be a routine flyout. And then we're just looking at it and like, oh, it found the seats. That's a grand slam. Yeah. It's incredible. But just Jay Johnson's offensive philosophy, getting his guys to be really disciplined at the plate and earn those free passes to kind of set up those big hits.
As a hitter, the more pitches you see from a pitcher, the better set up you are. So I always thought it was a hitter's advantage the more you see pitches, not only for that at bat, but for the rest of the game. So clearly when you're patient, that makes a difference. LSU walked 11 Little Rock hitters that game that Little Rock beat them on Sunday to force the Monday game 7. So that would be part of what I was talking about, you know, pitching and how much it shows up in Omaha, is if you start walking guys, you're going to lose. If you kick the ball around, you hit some guys, you're going to lose. So really, when you start talking pitching, the main thing I'm talking about, not necessarily strikeouts, it's how many free passes you give up. And I guarantee if you look at the end of games, almost always the team that gave up the most free passes and the team that lost their starter the earliest is the team that got beat. And so that's going to be key, is stolen strikes. And when I talk about pitching staffs, Arkansas and LSU, also UCLA. UCLA doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. They're not going to kick the ball around. And so that whoever wins LSU-Arkansas that next game, most likely UCLA, who has to play Murray State first round, that's going to be a heavyweight bout also, because I went and saw UCLA firsthand, and I would have known, to your point, that they were as good as they were until I saw them myself. They're pretty legit, and Coastal's right there with them, but they're on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah. Now, Todd, when I look at, like, the history of baseball and how popular it is, and, you know, it's on all the ESPN networks, whether it's ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN News, you get to watch the games and the exposure. So you look at, like, coaches and who gets credit. You look at Ron Polk, Mississippi State, Skip Bertman, and then you look at transition like Paul Maneri and now Jay Johnson. What can you tell the folks, because you're on SEC Network and all that, part of ESPN and all that, but what can you tell the folks, boy, so close but so far, about Dave Van Horn? His 23rd year as a coach. If you look at the Razorbacks, have a nation-leading, well over 380 wins since the 2017 season. We all know in the 2018 championship, come on, catch the foul ball, and then you're a champion. But what can you tell the folks about Dave Van Horn and what he's been through and what he means to Arkansas baseball?
Well, just the longevity shows you all you need to know. Chris Lemonis won a national championship 5 years ago, he's already been fired. So I think now, like when you start talking about coaches in the SEC, longevity says everything, you know, about how you conduct yourself, how your teams are doing. Dave Van Horn seems to put teams together that win every year. Like, they don't have these big up and downs like Mississippi State does. You know, they're always first, second, third in the league. And Dave, it's a credit to Dave Van Horn. In most cases in baseball, when you look to the players, he clearly makes a difference as a coach. Like you mentioned, never won it. There's only 3 teams in this field that have never won it. Arkansas is one of them. Murray State, of course. But, you know, I secretly pull for Dave Van Horn because he deserves it. Arkansas feels a little bit like the Buffalo Bills. Right. But I don't know, man. This is a new year. It's a new team. They've got the best offense. It's going to show up in Omaha. They hit .313 as a group, 125 home runs. 124, something like that. They have the best player probably in the country other than Rock Chalowski from UCLA in Vahiva. Aloy, their shortstop, was the SEC Player of the Year. They had to make a change at second base because they got Souza got hurt, so now Kuzul's there. But outside of that, they've been fairly healthy. They got Gage Wood back. They got Parker Coyle back out of the bullpen. Arkansas, if they can't get it done this year, man, I don't know if they ever will, because they're as set up as they've ever been.
Yeah, my one prediction for this College World Series is that LSU and Arkansas are going to end up playing more than once. That's my
that's good logic. True. Although UCLA's right there too, I'm telling you, UCLA's legit.
Gotcha. Well, Todd Walker, SEC Network baseball analyst, former MLB and LSU infielder. Thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy the games.
All right, thank you, Todd.
All right, guys. You too. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jeff Nowak, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Keep it locked on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, baseball fans, don't forget WWL is your home for LSU baseball in the College World Series. The Tigers' first opponent will be the Hogs. Suwee Pig, the Arkansas Razorback, Saturday at 6 p.m. Pregame
calling the Hogs
at 5:30. If LSU wins, they'll play Monday at 6. If the Tigers lose, they'll play Monday at 1 o'clock. We will bring you every hit, every catch, every home run of LSU baseball's 20th appearance at the College World Series. 20's a lot. 20's a lot.
Yes, 20's a lot. Jeff, I can tell you right now, I'm just going to throw it out there. If LSU beats Arkansas, I'll be disappointed if they're not national champs.
I agree.
If they lose to Arkansas, I'll be surprised if they are national champs.
They probably got this. This is probably the healthiest draw they've ever had in a College World Series run. Like they've really lucked out despite being this number six overall seed. But yes, you can catch it all here on WWL Live and on the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. We're going to hit one more break. Come back and close out the show here on WWL. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Bobby Hebert. Stick around. All right, closing things out here on Sports Talk. Today was day one of minicamp. It was hot. I sweat I am a little tired, but we made it through. I'm a little more tan. I'll be tan tomorrow. But
yeah, it's
going to
be hot again tomorrow. It'll be hot again Wednesday.
So what are you looking for the next 2 days? You got to be
well,
quick.
Well, Jeff, do you think that Tyler Shuck will get more opportunities, more reps? Because it seems like it was a Spencer Rattler day today. You think that could be a Tyler Shuck? But then you know what? If they had even reps.
They each got 16.
Okay, just a perception.
Yeah.
It just seems like overall that Spencer Rattler's more productive. And even though he didn't finish strong. But I mean, I guess you look at big play of the day and all that. And
I'll give you this. I think Spencer Rattler's more aggressive. And he has been taking advantage of his opportunities a little bit more.
Good point.
And whereas I think Tyler has been risk averse. And he's been throwing to the edges of the field. I want to see Tyler get more aggressive. I want to see him take more risks so that he can test his limits.
Yeah, like skinny posts or across the middle.
Like you can make a living by playing it safe in games and being a game manager. I don't need that in practice. I need you to test the limits in practice.
Right, and they've Tyler Shuck has really been good. I think both
of them. He throws the ball really. He throws a pretty ball.
On the outside, too, like the out routes, 15-yard out. But how about in the forest?
Yeah.
When you're throwing through the trees and all that, and making that nice throw down the middle was like the defense thought they were in good position, but not so fast.
Right.
You know that skinny post or whatever.
It's a lot harder to throw to the edges of the field when the isn't having a.
I can tell you right now, Jeff. I felt so confident. I know I kicked ass in the middle of the field. I felt good about how I'd be with my eyes and all that. Is that long, deep outside throw? That's hard to do.
It's hard to do when they're playing it, too.
Yes, yeah. Now, a bomb and all that. But, you know, different angles, how you got to step, your body movement, your torque and all that. So, it'd be interesting to see, because everybody charts everything, what's going to happen. You know what I want to see? I've not seen in OTAs in minicamp. I want to see, it's good for the defense, not good for the offense, but more takeaways maybe.
Yeah.
More of the defense making more plays so we can take more notes with them.
I'm rooting for another. This time, Jonas Senker's going to hold on to it.
Yes, hold on. If it hits you in the chest, catch it.
That's what I'm rooting for. But all right, I'm Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long at Master Control, Bobby Hebert, closing things out. Thanks, everyone.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who they go, Saints?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.